From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a step forward for the Syrian peace process. The UN envoy to Syria says the dispute between Iran and Saudi Arabia will not undermine efforts to resolve the conflict in Syria. Stefan de Mistura said Sunday after meeting separately with Saudi and Iranian foreign ministers, he was assured the row caused by the Saudi execution of a prominent Shia cleric will have no bearing on Geneva talks scheduled for January 25th. Indiana University regional analyst Abdelkader Sino says while the Syrian talks will likely get underway, the prospects for success are dim.
The opposition is incredibly fragmented in Syria, and there are many spoilers. And the regime itself would rather gain time because time is working in its favor right now.
Sino says with Russian and Iranian support, the Syrians are gaining the upper hand in fighting on the ground. Meanwhile, the Arab League Sunday meeting an emergency session in Cairo condemned what it called Iran's meddling in Arab affairs. Lebanon, with a large Shia population and home to the Iran-backed Hezbollah, dissented. Egypt held an opening session of its parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. The country's not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved the democratically elected legislature that had been dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood of the country's former president, Mohamed Morsi. Turnout for last year's parliamentary elections was low, and most of those elected support Mr. Sisi and his secular agenda. The new parliament is the first elected since adoption in 2014 of a new constitution that empowers lawmakers to impeach a president or call for early elections. This is VOA News. Officials from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States meet in Islamabad Monday to discuss ways to revive the peace process between Kabul and the Taliban. The Islamist insurgent group has not been invited. Regional analyst Nazif Shirani of the Indiana University says Pakistan has placed some preconditions on those talks.
Some of them are legitimate, like recognize the Durand Line and some water issues with rivers. There's a whole bunch of their concerns, not so much what Taliban want, but what they want. So we'll see. I mean, if they are going to lay out what their demands are, and I think the Kabul regime has to abide by some of the legitimate concerns, like the Durand Line, it has to be accepted as an international border. That is a very big concern of Pakistanis and always has been a major issue since the beginning of the conflict.
A previous round of talks was suspended in July upon news of the insurgent group leader Mullah Omar's death in the past 2 years. Meanwhile, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani Sunday traveled to eastern Nangarhar province near the Pakistani border, expressed determination not to allow the Islamic State to establish bases there. Spanish lawmakers in the pro-independence region of Catalonia have ended months of political gridlock, swearing in a new separatist leader Sunday who's promised secession in 18 months. Carlos Puigdemont was confirmed late Sunday, a day after his predecessor, Artur Mas, scrapped his plan to regain the presidency after another regional faction refused to support him.
Quiero dejar claro que los españoles pueden estar tranquilos.
Shortly after Sunday's vote, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy repeated long-standing promises to block secession, which the Supreme Court earlier found to be unconstitutional. The national government has blocked a series of earlier Catalan independence initiatives, while the European Union has warned that secession could result in ejection from the 28-nation trade and political alliance. Yemen's UN Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed arrived in Sana'a Sunday after the Saudi-backed government fighting Shia Houthi rebels there announced peace talks scheduled to get underway Thursday would likely be postponed. Sheikh Ahmed says his trip is aimed at discussions with all parties to plan and prepare for upcoming talks. A previous round of talks in Switzerland failed to end the more than 9-month civil war that has plunged the impoverished nation into a humanitarian crisis. Reuters reports unidentified aircraft attacked an Islamic State convoy Sunday near the Libyan city Sirte, which has been under IS control for months. The news agency quoted a resident, and the report cannot be independently verified. The IS group launched an attack last week on major oil terminals along Libya's coastline. Clashes left nearly 20 guards dead and dozens more wounded. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.